up real big, all right? Good.
They put fluoride so I can't eat for 30 minutes.
This is Samuel Newton. He's 10 years old and he's getting his teeth checked at a free clinic at the University of Louisville.
When was the last time you were at the dentist?
A long time, probably a couple of years.
That's more frequently than many Kentucky kids. Some of the other 350 elementary schoolers at this clinic have never been to a dentist. Dental students at the university say it's not uncommon to see children with 20 teeth and a cavity in each one.
The main problem with Kentucky's children getting dental care is access to dentistry.
Dr. Julie Watts McKee is Kentucky's dental director. She says on average, Kentucky has one dentist for every 1,800 people. That's below the national average, which McKee says is too low itself. But Kentucky's access problem is regional. In cities like Louisville and Lexington, there's one dentist for every 1,200 or so people. In rural areas, where teeth tend to be worse, there's a dentist for every 2,600 people. Lots of kids in those areas are on Medicaid, too. McKee says that's a big reason why dentists are scarce.
Dentists aren't accepting Medicaid to meet the needs, especially of the young patient. And a lot of it is attributed to the reimbursement rates.
McKee says the reimbursement is too low.
One of the things that the Department of Public Health is going to be looking at in the future is, what does it cost a private dentist to see a Medicaid patient?
Dental chairs are very expensive. They run upwards of $15,000 just for each chair.
Dr. Christian Ron is among the 75% of Kentucky dentists who don't accept Medicaid.
So what's the overhead if someone wants to set up a dentist's office?
To start a practice, a good number with maybe two rooms, and we have a lot of rooms in here, but two rooms, about $300,000 just to equip it so that you can start.
And then how
business.
Much would it cost to treat a patient for like a cleaning or a cavity?
A good number for overhead for a practice like this is it costs a dentist a minimum of $600 an hour just to break even in a dental practice.
Ron says it takes about 1 hour to treat a child. Medicaid pays less than $40 per appointment. Therefore, he can't afford to treat Medicaid patients.
There's no way to do quality dentistry, in my opinion, if you take Medicaid.
Across the river, Indiana had the same problem in the 1990s. The state eventually increased Medicaid payouts for dental work. Kentucky has slightly increased its payouts, but Dr. McKee, the Kentucky dental director, says that exposed another problem involving Medicaid patients.
One of the things we know is the average Medicaid population has a much larger no-show rate on their appointment times than the private pay or the third-party coverage.
For reasons McKee can't explain, many Medicaid patients in Kentucky just don't show up for their dental appointments. Indiana keeps dentists in the state in part by offering student loan forgiveness. Kentucky doesn't have a statewide program to help dentistry students repay their loans. Lawmakers are considering one, but McKee says it's uncertain how it will do given the current budget shortfall. And Dr. Ron says loan forgiveness and affordable dentistry will only help so much. He says there's one thing schools, dentists, parents, and the state can do.
Stress prevention.
This boils down to making sure that the parents understand what they need to do and follow through with it.
Dr. Ann Greenwell is the head of pediatric dentistry at the University of Louisville. According to the Surgeon General, Kentucky adults have the second worst teeth in the nation. Greenwell says kids follow suit, despite recent studies that claim dramatic side effects of poor oral health.
Kids with large cavities have been shown to demonstrate ADHD-type attention deficit.
Dementia has been linked to dentistry. Everything from heart disease to diabetes to premature birth, all that has been linked to the bacteria found in your mouth.
Doctors Ron, Greenwell, and McKee all think better education for kids and parents will lead to better dental care at home. That care will lighten the Medicaid burden, improve dental care in rural areas, and lead to better overall health for children. As for Samuel Newton, who attended the free checkups at the University of Louisville, he may see a dentist again in something less than 2 years.
Did you like your experience with the dentist?
Yeah.
Are you going to take good care of your teeth?
Yeah.
For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.